Hey, Sam.
Right. Do you hear me now?
Yeah. Can you see my screen?
Yes, please go ahead.
Can you see my screen?
Yes, I can.
So see, I don't have anything about warehouse on the screen.
Okay, I think the AliExpress
It
has a
doesn't say anything at all about warehouse or anything.
Yeah,
I
top
just
of the
have
you
to.
see. Sorry, I saw your interview. See, on the top having a shift from
Where?
under the where is the price above the product? There is a search bar. Minimum, maximum, shift from plus sales. Yeah, shift from you just select United States. So you will see all the
Oh
United
my
States
God, that
product.
means all the products that I gave you will not work.
I cannot say this.
Because see, if oh my God, Sammy never said that.
I thought whenever you will open this website, so it will be automatically detected your location.
No,
AliExpress.
because it could see now it's just showing me just one thing. And then when I try to use the Sprocket, it doesn't even have some of the stuff that I want on it from Sprocket. So if I say strollers and car seats, so then none of the strollers and car seats are gonna be able to.
Find on Sprocket. Okay, no problem. So you can find out on the AliExpress. So what I will do, whatever the product you have provided me, so I will go ahead and search the products for you, the same product which is shipped from the US. Okay, so you don't need to be research all the products. Whatever the product you have already provided me, I will go ahead and research them for you, and which is shipped from the US. Okay, you don't need to rework on that. So and so on from onwards, whatever the product you will be searching, so you can select the location and you can provide me the product. That's fine.
Okay, so, all right, but I gave you a lot of products, so I'm gonna come out of the Zoom meeting now. Oh my God. So
So
all the products that I
let's
put
do
on
one
that
thing.
form.
Let's do one thing, right? So whatever the product I have already, I will go ahead and
Right.
search the product for you and select the location as per the United States and import the product on your website. You don't need to redo the work, right? So from onwards, whatever the product you will be search out, so you select the location and search out for me. So it will not be the burden on you. I will be take care of that.
Thank you, Sam, because I was about to have a headache now.
Yes,
Okay.
definitely. So that I do really understand that. So what I will do, I will not put the burden on yourself. I will take that some burden on myself, and I will go ahead and search
Please.
some products.
Thank you.
Right. No problem.
All right, so now I know what to do. Okay.
So anything else I can help you with or anything?
No, that's it for now. I'm still working on some of the products because of sub-products that are under some of the categories.
And the one thing, Gracia, the content I shared with you last time, did you review that?
Yeah, I sent it back to you. You didn't get it? Like I told you, I put the corrections in and I sent it as an attachment.
Yes, I got that corrections. I'm talking about the other pages as well. So have you reviewed all the pages and provided me this little correction, or you have to review some other
Yeah,
pages as well?
the ones that I didn't put on it for corrections, those are fine.
Those are fine. So you mean to
Right,
say
only
like
the ones that.
you mean to say
I'm sorry.
all of the pages you have reviewed and you provided me the some of the correction of all the pages, which you feel like.
All the pages, right, because I went through all of them and I just chose the ones that you needed to make the corrections for them and put them on the document. So the others, those are fine.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. And one more thing, Cash App username, I have it, right? PayPal, I have it.
Yeah,
Google
but it
Pay, I
doesn't
have
give
it.
any password. But it doesn't give any password though.
Actually, how you go ahead and log in on the Google Pay? Can you show me your screen and try to log in? And
Yes.
I need to see. Yeah,
all right, I'm going to go back to the Zoom link and show you.
Sure.
Give me 1 second. Let me back in the meeting, Sam.
Here we go.
Fresh up. Here, 1 second. Fresh up login.
Please share your screen.
Yeah. Share my screen.
And the last thing is that what?
Can you see it now?
Yes.
All right. So if I try to log in, it's gonna ask for my email. So I put in my email, and then it says, "You see what it says?"
Mhm.
It says request a sign-in code. So there's no email. No password.
And what about?
So when it says request the sign-in code, and I click on it. It's going to say it sent it to my email and asked me for the code. So that's how it should do for you, too.
Just give me 1 moment.
You see that?
Yes.
And then that's why I put in the email that you should call me when it asks you for the code.
Okay, and how you go ahead and log in on the Google Pay?
I think it's the same thing, the Google Pay. Google Pay login.
Yes, definitely, because why are you already logged in with the baby blinks on the Google?
Right.
So that's why they are not asking you the password. So for me, I need to be log in your Gmail account, and then I can connect your Google Pay. So that's why I was asking for the password of your Gmail account, which is babyblinks300@gmail.com.
Let me send you a password, but I just use this generic password for, because I'm going to change the password later, but this is the one that I use so far. Let me try to send you.
Sure.
I think that should be it. I think that's the password, I think.
Okay. And what about the Apple Pay?
I didn't use the Apple Pay, no. Just the Google Pay and the Cash App. So when you get to the Cash App, it's going to ask you for the code. When it asks you for the code, just call me and I will go in the email and get the code for you. For the Google Pay, I have to send you an email.
And what about the, what's that?
PayPal?
No, the PayPal is already integrated.
Cash
App. I was asking one thing, what's that? Yes, about the pricing. So what percentage would you like to add on your website? Because we are importing the products from the site, right? So definitely we need to increase the price. So what would be the price would you like to add? If the AliExpress is getting the product at $10, so it multiplied by 2, you want to show how many percentage you want to get on it? Do you have any idea on it?
Oh, I haven't. I didn't think about that part yet. I'm gonna send you the email.
Yes, so how many percentage would you like to add on it on the prices? So I will go ahead and apply the percentage, so it will be applied on all the products.
Okay.
Even you don't want to add any percentage, or you simply want to multiply by 2, The original price will multiply by 2, so it's up to you. Like, the original price is $10 and you want to sell that price, it would be multiplied by 2, so you want to sell the same product on $20, it's up to you. Or you will be saying, no, each product I need 20% profit, so I will add the percentage there. So whatever the price would be, so it will be multiplied by with the percentage, 20%, like $10 would be $2, would be the 20% of the price. So the final price would be $12. Make sense?
Uh-huh.
That's the thing.
I'm thinking.
So you can confirm with your...
I sent you a password.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I sent you a password to work with the, the Google Pay?
Mm-hmm.
Try that password. I don't know. I don't remember if that's the one I used for the Google Pay because it just...
I think I tried this password.
Once I click on my computer for Google Pay, it just automatically signs me in.
Let's do one thing. Share my screen, please. Sorry. Share your screen.
Oh, okay. For the Google Pay? Okay.
Can you go to the settings? Right top, having a 3 dots there. At the right top. Top of
here?
Top.
Top?
Yeah, right. Yeah, click on it. Go to the settings at the bottom.
Okay.
At the bottom.
Okay, got you.
Uh-huh.
And then find the Google Pay.
No, search the password. You click on the passwords.
Some of these are not right.
Scroll down. Okay. Here is all the passwords, right? So you can check the Gmail account passwords. Do you see your account name?
For the Google?
Here, it's good. Go up.
This one says account google.com. Would it be that one? Oh, no. See PayPal.
Go up, please.
That's it. There's no more. Oh, go up.
Go up.
Is it this one that says Google account google.com?
No, go up, please.
Oh, up, to the top, okay.
Yeah, here we go. Slow. Go up. Pinterest. Notify, baby bling. Go up again. Okay, I think baby bling LLC. Instagram. Go up again.
Did you get my... Go up, okay, up.
There is no email. I got your Gmail account, which is g1.dilfranello@cms.com.
That's that one. No, it's none of those.
Oh, can you reset the password? Because that password that you shared with me, I already tried that password, so I didn't get.
All right. I don't know it though. All right. Let me try one more time. The password that I sent you. Can you put a exclamation sign at the end of it?
Let me try.
Try it again with an exclamation sign at the end.
No.
I don't understand.
Can you please? Let's do one thing, right? Forget the password and, you know.
All right, let me see if I can do a forget password.
Okay, no problem.
I'm going to share the screen. Let me see if you can help me figure it out, because I don't know. Google Pay. Google Pay. I don't know what any of this is, Sam.
Sorry?
Switch to this tab. Google Pay login. I don't know what any of this is. I put Google Pay login, and this is... I don't know how to... Give me 1 second. I'm going to call you right back. Don't close the Zoom. I'm going to call you right back, okay?
Sure.